Follow Your Star, a post-Captain Marvel movie fanfic, written by Sophie Nisba and read by Subiru. Rating, general audiences, with a bit of swearing. Maria sat beside the brook and let the afternoon's argument with Carol tumble through her mind. She used to come here all the time when she was a kid, whenever she needed time to think. Ever since she became a mom, solitude was a lot harder to come by. At least the years she has been back home, she could sometimes steal away while her parents kept an eye on Monica. Perhaps it was a mistake. It had to be a mistake, giving up the quiet life they'd made here. Okay, so business had been better, and never particularly great. The house was tiny and starting to fall apart, and Monica, so full of questions and energy and ideas, was bumping up against the rafters of small-town life even more than Maria had at her age. Maria pulled her mother's Bible out of her bag, running her fingers over the cover. It fell open to a much-read passage, and she tried to immerse herself in the familiar words. "Whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." Her first girlfriend, back in high school, swore up and down that Ruth and Naomi were lesbians, and Maria's patient explanation of the rest of the story did nothing to dissuade her. That was the thing. Maria had always been the practical one, the one who did the reading, the one who talked you down. But she was also always so fucking attracted to daredevils like Dion. They broke up after a month because Maria wasn't ready to come out. Dion set off to Houston, and Maria never saw her again. But that passage stuck with her. The dream of leaving, starting over, giving it all up for the love of a woman, God, she was never gonna let that go. Maria's mom read the Bible for comfort, but that had never really worked for Maria. Too many contradictions, and too many stories that shut her out. Right now, it felt like one more argument. Why should Maria and Monica be the ones to follow, to go wherever Carol went? Why couldn't Carol choose Maria's lodging, Maria's people, and make them hers? "Because what I'm doing matters," Carol would inevitably say. "There are people all over the universe who need my help. I can't just give that up." The babbling brook half a mile from Maria's home was peaceful and beautiful, and her mind was not, and her life probably never would be again. "And you can help them too, you and Monica, just like you did with the Skrulls." "I can't keep taking that kind of risk with my daughter," Maria had said today. "That's not my life anymore." But it could be. And Monica, though she'd kept quiet in her room today, wanted to be. She'd been missing Carol as fiercely as Maria had, ever since the first time she disappeared. Deep down, Maria knew it was what she wanted too. Home was quiet. Home was peaceful. And home had never been, would never be enough for her, for her kid, for her love. "Whither thou goest," she muttered, shutting the book and stuffing it back in her bag. Living with Carol was the best thing to do, and they were going to do it. She stood up, catching a flash of light in the darkening sky. "We'll go." It was time. The end.